With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President-elect Trump's new White House chief of staff has deep ties to Republican politicians. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Susie Wiles may not be a household name, but she's been involved in GOP politics for years. Before leading Trump's 2024 presidential campaign, she ran the Florida operations for Trump in 2016 and 2020, as well as Governor Ron DeSantis' successful bid for office in 2018. Over the years, Wiles also worked for Republicans Rick Scott, John Huntsman, Dan Quayle, and Jack Kemp. In the 1980s, she worked as a scheduler in the Reagan administration. In January, she'll return to D.C. as the powerful White House chief of staff. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Black and Latino voters moved toward Republican Donald Trump in this year's presidential election. We all know that. And some of the biggest shifts were amongst men under the age of 45, helping him expand his margin over Democrat Kamala Harris. AP Votecast shows that. A nationwide survey of more than 120,000 voters. The vice president's losses with these groups became Mr. Trump's gains, and he had a historic win as a result. A majority of strokes, well, they could be prevented.
According to the CDC, stroke was the fourth leading cause of death in the U.S. last year. While more than 500,000 Americans have strokes every year, up to 80% of them may be preventable. The best way to reduce your risk for stroke is also the best way to reduce your risk for many health problems. Eating a healthy diet, exercising, and not smoking. Well, it sounds hard to do. Limit highly processed foods and drinks with a lot of added sugar. I'm Shelley Adler.
Prices for goods have been falling a bit throughout the year, but prices for services remain high, according to the latest numbers from the government. That's a problem for the average American. This is SRN News. Anti-Semitism on the rise in this country, and most Americans are well aware of it. According to a new study released by the American Jewish Committee, three-fourths of the general public now believes anti-Semitism is a problem in the U.S. That percentage is even higher amongst those non-Jews who know somebody who's Jewish. About 90% of Americans say everyone is responsible for fighting the problem. In fact, anti-Semitism is on the rise all around the globe, and that trend was underway before the 2023 Hamas attack on Israel that sparked the ongoing war in Gaza. However, that attack has made things worse. Congress has its first transgender representative. Delaware Democratic State Senator Sarah McBride, a man who is living as a woman, has been elected to the House. McBride had established a national profile as a transgender activist, and national LGBT groups flooded his campaign with money. Meanwhile, in Montana, transgender State Representative Zoe Zephyr was reelected. This is SRN News. So who gets the engagement ring if the wedding is called off?
That's what the highest court in Massachusetts was asked to decide, with a $70,000 ring at the center of the dispute. The court ultimately ruled Friday that an engagement ring must be returned to the person who purchased it, ending a six-decade state rule that required judges to try to identify who was to blame for the end of the relationship. The justices said they opted to join the modern trend adopted by most jurisdictions and retire the concept of fault in this context. Keith Peters reporting.
Today is Sunday, November the 10th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including lyricist Tim Rice, who is 80 years old, actor Walton Goggins, who's very hot right now, 53 years old, Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce is 52, country singer Miranda Lambert has 41 candles on her birthday cake. This is SRN News.